Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Friday, October 28th edition of the program. We got Elon bought Twitter. It is official. It has happened. The libs are crying. They're being escorted out of Twitter headquarters. Maybe they should learn to code, or they probably know how to code in some cases, so they can learn to build solar panels or mine for coal or something. You know, retrain, whatever. Why is it that the left once again wants to suppress speech? The right wants speech to be free. We all know. We'll dive into that, my friends. And we've also got the latest polling showing some dead heat, some very important races. The Biden administration is going out there telling people the economy is actually really good. Just buy off-brand cereal. Yeah, because that's going to do it. And then the best scary movies, because it is Halloween and it is the weekend, and I want to talk to you about some fun stuff, too, as we tend to do here. We will get to that in a moment. MyPillow is an amazing company. Why? Because they make such great stuff for your feet, for your back, for your neck, for your head, for your everything, right? I mean, they got towels, slippers, sheets, clothing, beds, pillows. But where do you start? I mean, I'm wearing right now my slippers because I do the show in them. They're phenomenal. They're super comfortable. But if you haven't ever tried the Giza Dream Sheets, let me tell you, this is like, think of this as like the gateway option into the world of MyPillow products. They're the best sheets I've ever owned. I slept on them last night. I sleep on them every night. I sleep on them all the time. All you have to do right now to get yourself the Giza Dream Sheets at the lowest price ever. That's right. 60% off, by the way. Lowest price ever on the Giza Dream Sheets from the Giza region of Egypt. The most soft but durable cotton you're going to get anywhere. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, check out this flash sale on the Giza Dream Sheets, along with other limited-time offers. Make sure you use the promo code BUCK when you go to MyPillow.com. Again, that's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials. Now, we have the purchase of Twitter underway and completed, or rather the transformation of Twitter underway, the purchase is completed. This is fantastic. It's phenomenal for free speech. I think everybody needs to understand that Twitter has been utterly weaponized as a tool of leftist propaganda for years now. It elevates people at the expense of others. There are conservatives who never get the full reach of their Twitter account. I'm one of them. I am not able to, and hopefully this will change, because those of you watching me on Rumble might say, hold on, why do you never stream on Twitter? Why don't you stream this show, which is growing every single episode, by the way? Thank you for spreading the word about this podcast, about this Rumble show. Why don't you stream it on Twitter? Because, you know, you've got a nice Twitter following. I can't. I am not allowed to stream video on Twitter. Why? Because of my stances on masks when it comes to COVID. Because of my stances on the vaccine mandate. That's right. So they never got me for election denial, as they got some of my colleagues and friends. They've got me for being a mask denier. Except that the problem is I'm right. I'm right. They were wrong. I'm right. Where's my apology? Never mind apology. They kept me off some of the functionality of Twitter. And you say, well, why don't they just kick you off entirely? Well, because in many ways, their ability to direct the conversation, they want to make it seem like it's an authentic, free and fair conversation, right? Think of it like the great movie Gladiator. Remember when Commodus gets into the ring with Maximus at the end, he wants the people to think it's a fair fight. But of course, he stabs him in between the ribs with a dagger before he sends him out there. So he's already wounded and bleeding to death before that even starts. Twitter wants to create the perception of the free exchange of ideas, because that makes it more powerful as a propaganda tool. But they will put limitations on reach. They'll put limitations on subjects. The shadow banning is real. It has been going on for years. I have been subject to it. I know many others have as well. So it's a rigged game. The whole internet is effectively rigged. This, though, will end Twitter as a rigged game for the left. And I think that's absolutely fantastic. I am thrilled that this looks like it'll happen. Now, I know people are going to write to me, oh, but how do you know to trust Elon? I don't know. I can't be any worse than it was, though. Honestly, unless they just, because if they boot off all conservatives, well, then clearly we just go to Truth Social or we go to other platforms. But by keeping us on, but keeping us in check, it's effectively a controlled opposition via digital social media platforms, which is what they really want. They want the appearance of opposition without the reality. They want the appearance of the presentation of ideas. And then always have it. But look what they do at CNN. Oh, we brought a conservative on. And then it's just, you know, the host yelling at him, cutting him off, the Democrat panel shouting him down. They don't want an actual discussion or exchange of ideas. They want the lib lunacy to be held up as this is smart, this person's winning. Again, Commodus stabs Maximus, then goes out and fights him, but wants people to think the fight is fair when it's clearly not. Maybe Elon can finally end this when it comes to the situation of Twitter. We shall see. And there'll be big implications. Remember, Trump used this tool to tremendous effect to his benefit and drove the libs absolutely insane with it. Now, Joe Biden's out there. First of all, one of my great frustrations about Biden is the media lies about him in every respect. Everything they tell you about Joe Biden is effectively untrue, right? Meaning every time they either excuse him or they give him some form of credit for being great at something or being a great guy, it's all a lie. We're going to get into this in a second. Have you ever wanted to be a real estate investor before? I became a real estate investor just a few years ago. You know how? Through Done For You Real Estate. I had never even bought a house before to live in. I sat down with the founders of Done For You Real Estate. And they're saying, hey, we want to do a campaign. We want people to learn about what we do here. And they didn't ask me to. I said, no, I want to be a client. Because as soon as I understood what their strategy was and how they work with people and how they've had so much success for people, I said, I want to be a client. So I bought my first ever house through Done For You Real Estate. First house I ever bought as an adult. Well, I couldn't buy one as a kid, but you get what I'm saying. was through my friends at Dunphy Real Estate. They take you through every step of the real estate investment process, buying a single family home in a rapidly growing, stable, though, area. Stable when it comes to jobs, safety, things like that. They find you a great area. They help you actually pick the specific house. It's fun. You get to go house shopping, but it's investment house shopping, right? So you go, oh, I like this house. You buy it. You got a great single family home. Then you get a management company in place. The tenants then are paying you. Free cash flow comes to you every month, and you're building up equity over time. It's a great system, and it's so helpful for people, especially saving for retirement or preparing for their retirement. It's a really good tool to present you with ongoing cash flow and that upside equity. But you got to have experts to help you with this. You can't just do this on your own because you buy the wrong house, you get the wrong price, wrong neighborhood. You know, who knows? You can't be everywhere. Go to doneforyoubuck.com right now to link up with these experts. My two brothers are also Done For You clients, just so you know. Every person that, and I have other friends too, every person I have put in touch with Done For You Real Estate has bought a, I mean, personally that I know, has bought a house and had a great experience. Bought a real estate investment house through Done For You Real Estate. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to learn more. That's doneforyoubuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey today. All right. So I was saying before, Biden lies to you. What's an example of Biden lying? Okay, here you go. Here's Biden on the price of gas when he took office. Play clip 9.
Today, the most common price of gas in America is $3.39, down from over $5 when I took office. We need to keep making that progress by having energy companies bring down the cost of a gallon of gas that reflects the cost they're paying for a barrel of oil.
It does reflect the cost that they're paying for a barrel of oil. It's a global market. The oil companies don't just make up a price. If they were just making up a price, Biden, why don't they just say it's $100 a gallon? Oh, because that wouldn't work. Because there are other gas companies that would say, okay, well, we'll sell it to you at the actual price. It's a global commodity. The price is the price. Joe Biden just doesn't care. It wasn't $5 when he took office. It was $2 and change when he took office. He's lying to you. Now, where are all the fact checkers and the people who are so upset about, oh, they don't care. It's not about the truth. Democrats in the media exist to propagate a narrative. Democrats in the media view their role as doing everything they can to help Democrats win power in elected office. That's it. If they lie, and they do, look what they lied about the Fetterman situation, right? If they lie to you, they're doing their job in their minds. If they lie to the American people in the service of Democrat interests, that is a win. And Joe Biden has been lying for 40 years. They say he's a nice guy. He's not. They say he's a uniter. He's not. They say he's a moderate. He's not. They say he's smart. He's not. Or somewhat smart. Not. They say he doesn't have dementia. He does. It's all lies about Biden. There's no aspect of him that they have been able to prop up that is actually rooted in reality. He is a slimy politician who shifts with the winds of political fortune as they best benefit him and other Democrats and the Democrat Party. So basically, yeah, he is the worst. But here he is saying, you know, don't worry about it. Just buy, you know, buy the cheaper version of Raisin Bran. Don't buy the name brand Raisin Bran. That's how to deal with inflation. You know, get the off-brand cereal and maybe off-brand potato chips. That'll take care of it. Play 12.
My message is we're getting them down. I told you I'd bring them down. We're bringing it down. I come from a family where if gas prices went up or food prices went up, what happened was it was a conversation at the kitchen table. And we're doing a whole lot of other things. And by the way, the food prices, the main driver of food prices is not the price of beef and eggs, et cetera, although they're up. It's packaged goods. Packaged goods. You're going to see people not buying Kellogg's Raisin Bran, which you're going to see them buy another Raisin Bran, which would be a dollar cheaper. I mean, so what's happening is there is real movement. We're better positioned than any country in the world, any major country in the world. And our economy is growing and it's still in a place where it's leveling out in a rational means.
Just get the bad, get the, you know, fake Raisin Bran, not the real. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be good. Our economy. Joe Biden doesn't know anything about the economy. The only jobs Joe Biden's ever created are for Hunter Biden and Burisma and Chinese businessmen paying him off for access to Joe Biden. That's it. And his brother. That's all. There's no understanding of the economy. Joe Biden's never had a real job.
oh, he's been in political office and now he's the president. Yeah, he's never had a job where you show up, you get a paycheck, there's a company with a balance sheet. Never. No idea how to do that. Only knows how to just have that big grin and say whatever works in the moment for him politically. That's all he cares about. That is who he is. That is all he has ever done. And we are seeing how disastrous that is. We are seeing the truth of this presidency in ways that they cannot ignore. Look, even the libs are starting to figure this out. It's fantastic. MSNBC's got this guy, Donnie Deutsch, who still appears on TV. Why? I don't know. I has nothing interesting to say about politics. But here he is, who's saying he is really scared about what's going to happen in this midterm election. I'm here to tell him he should be. Play 13.
It's really tough, and I've come on the show and talked a lot about that. You got to scare people and make it about the Republicans that are crazy people. But even with the pending crazy, when you can't afford to buy the stuff that you were able to buy a year or two or 3 years ago, it's tough, tough sledding. I hate to be negative mini over here. I don't even know what the hell that means. But I am really scared about a bloodbath 10 days from now.
Yeah, how are the Republicans crazy exactly? I mean, I just think it's so fascinating that he says that. What's crazy about Republicans want? We don't want full-grown men with penises to be changing, in the locker room at a university with women and then competing against them in sports. That we're the crazy people because we don't want that. We don't want children, 12-year-olds, let's say, 13-year-olds, to be having double mastectomies, to have their breasts removed because of this fashionable idea in leftist circles of transgender youth. Well, that makes we're the crazy people. We're the crazy people because we say men can't get pregnant. We're the crazy people. That spending too much money will cause inflation because, you know, supply and demand, cause and effect. We're the crazy people. Get rid of cops. Stop enforcing the law. That'll create more crime. It's a bad idea. Oh, we're the crazy people. It's fascinating, isn't it? They accuse us of what they are, because at some level, there are Democrats who are certainly intellectually capable enough to know that their party is insane. Their party's gone wacko, gone deep into wacko territory. And it is the reality. Governor Ron DeSantis, by the way, who's going to be campaigning for Lee Zeldin. Lee Zeldin's going to win the governor's race in New York, and it's going to be a sweet moment. Lee Zeldin's going to pull it out. I'm telling you, I feel it. I feel it. Ron DeSantis is doing so well in Florida, as he well should, that he is campaigning for Lee Zeldin in Long Island over the next few days. He's going to make a campaign stop for him. Well, he's still running. DeSantis is still running for his own office. DeSantis is right here when he says this is going to be one of the best midterm elections we have ever seen. Play 16.
We have a situation where voters are responding to a failed administration. There's just no way to sugarcoat it. Things have gotten worse since Joe Biden was president. The inflation's at a 40-year high. He's waged war on American energy. He's bungled the southern border like we've never seen before. So on issue after issue, they're failing. The Democrats are still in lockstep with him. They will not break with their extreme policies. And our candidates are offering a better vision. So I think we need to work hard over these next little less than 2 weeks. Everybody needs to be going out to vote. But if we do our part and we get all like-minded people, and not just Republicans, we get independents and some Democrats. If we all do that, I think this will be one of the best midterm elections of our lifetime.
I think he's right. This could very well be and should very well be one of the best midterm elections of our lifetime. A repudiation of the vicious insanity, totalitarianism, stupidity of Democrats that really kicked in June of 2020. Right? Because that was June of 2020 is a real turning point. That's when the BLM riots began and BLM 2.0 effectively occurred. But it's also when COVID policies got stretched and extended and expanded at the state level. And we realized they weren't going to let it go. They weren't going to just deal with the fact that they couldn't stop COVID and all their policy ideas to do so were total failures. So they just kept on wielding the power. They didn't want to stop. June of 2020 was the real point of departure from reality that we saw with the Democrat Party and the destruction we saw from the Democrat Party. And so it goes back even further than just the last 2 years of Biden. This is now 2.5 years of Democrat madness, of lunacy at their hands. And we have a chance as a country to finally restore some sanity, restore some reason, rationality, decency, kindness. It's necessary. This is a necessary cleansing of the American soul after all of the decay, destruction, the blight of the Democrat apparatus we've seen for 2.5 years. Now, on to some fun stuff for a minute. I'm not a big Halloween guy. I'm not dressing up this weekend. I'm just 40 years old, and I don't really understand the costume thing at that age. For kids, great. Yeah, kids should have fun, candy, the whole thing, of course, right? It's like kids with... I also don't believe in Christmas presents really for adults, except for people who work with you or for you, like giving people gifts that are basically bonuses. I believe in that. Giving like other family members Christmas presents, I don't know. I think that just when you're adults, you don't need that. But kids, obviously, you give Christmas presents to kids. It's a nice thing to do. Makes them, you know, gives them a little bit of holiday cheer. Same thing with Halloween. I'm not opposed at all to children doing the Halloween thing. I think they should have fun. It's great. I don't really understand the adult fixation on it. But, you know, look, I'm a curmudgeon. You know what I mean? I'm a curmudgeon. And I accept that. But if you're going to watch a Halloween movie this weekend, I gave Clay, some of you may have seen this from the big radio show, the recommendation of Monster Squad, which is from the 80s. It's a fun movie. Fun. You can watch it with kids, you know, 10 and up, I'd say. They could watch Monster Squad. It's not super violent or anything like that. Not at all. You know, some monsters. It can be a little scary in some parts. But it's like fun scary. So that would be a good rec for people. Obviously, if you've never seen the Scream movies, the first Scream movie, I think, is really a kind of a classic of the horror genre. It's really good. But I'm just going to tell you this. I can't watch horror movies. I find it unsettling. I find it, I don't enjoy that feeling of viewing, especially anything that has to do with demonic possession or the devil in that regard. That stuff I find bothersome. So I find other things to watch. I don't know if The Nightmare Before Christmas counts as a Halloween movie, because I guess it's Christmas, not Halloween, but that would be probably fun. The monster stuff I'm a little more okay with. Like Dracula, even though there is a Dracula is the devil, there's some connectivity there. I can handle vampire movies. I can handle that stuff. It's when it goes over into the demonic possession and also slasher stuff. I just don't like watching violence. So I'm trying to give you some good recs. If you want to be scared, I think The Witch is very good. Scary. History piece as well. It's a historic piece. That's very good. If you want to be the most scared you've ever been in your life, I think nothing comes close in my mind to the original Exorcist movie, but I do not recommend anyone watching that unless they really enjoy being scared and freaked out. Monster Squad, if you want fun with the whole family, that would be my move. And eat some Reese's Pieces, because as we all know, that is the best Halloween candy. And that's just the fact. I remember I used to get Rolos sometimes in my candy, and I was like, is this because did these neighbors not like me? Rolos, really? Come on. At least give me some Three Musketeers. Have a great Halloween. Have a great weekend, everybody. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.